The Massachusetts Teachers Association reached an agreement with the nonprofit group Stand for Children, which advocates for improved public education in the state. Stand for Children has been collecting signatures for a ballot initiative to let voters decide if teachers in Massachusetts should face stricter evaluations and give up certain seniority rights. The deal reached between the MTA and Stand for Children hinges on new legislation that would mark compromise between both sides. Executive Director of Stand for Children, Jason Williams.
You know, like the ballot question, the proposed legislation is going to ensure that every public school gives priority to teachers' effectiveness rather than seniority when deciding who to place and keep in the classroom. And that's the reason why we felt strongly about partnering with the Massachusetts Teachers Association.
The bill, which is being proposed by both groups, includes two provisions, an alternative to the 31 provisions included in Stand for Children's ballot initiative. It would need to be voted on and passed by the end of the current legislative session in July. The two agreed-upon provisions include language about the role of evaluations and seniority in personnel decisions and details about the role of administration in reassigning teachers. Jason Williams continues.
If the law is enacted, meaning that it's passed by the legislature and the governor signs it by July 3rd, which is the last day that we have to pull the ballot question, then we will focus on the passage of the law and not pursue the ballot question. However, if it's not signed by the governor by July 3rd, then we have made it very clear that we intend to take the issue to the voters given the importance that it has for our children.
Massachusetts Teachers Association President Paul Toner says reception of the compromise has been positive with Massachusetts lawmakers.
From our meetings with lawmakers, they seem to be supportive of the legislative alternative, the language that we have offered. They feel it is far superior to the ballot initiative language that might be placed in front of the voters in November. We all believe it's what's best for the students and for our members, as opposed to fighting a very divisive and extremely expensive ballot fight over a very, very complex piece of work that Stand for Children had put forward.
Toner said that if the compromise made in the deal were approved by the governor, the state's teachers would be avoiding more harmful reforms included in the ballot initiative, including encroachments on teachers' collective bargaining rights.
It would have a negative impact on professional teacher status, on collective bargaining, on the ability of teachers to have any say or voice in developing new evaluation systems. It would essentially eliminate professional teacher status for anybody who works less than a full-time teacher's schedule. And it would also eliminate any redress for teachers in terms if they get an evaluation that they feel has been unfair or unjust. They would have no way to challenge it under the ballot initiative laws.
In the proposed legislation, changes would not take place until the 2016-2017 school year. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.